The pound's sharp rebound, up two big figures in under 48 hours, has traders scratching their heads despite UK August GDP hitting the expected 0.1% gain, but with July revised lower to negative 0.1%. In Australia, September's weak jobs report pushed unemployment to a near four-year high at 4.5%, spiking RBA November cut odds from 10 basis points to nearly 19 basis points. Westpac blames surging participation and slowing care economy jobs, with youth unemployment hitting a cycle high of 10.5%. France's PM Lecornu survived expected no-confidence votes by ditching pension reforms until 2027 and securing socialist support, now facing budget negotiations. ECB's Wunsch and Kocher signal rates on hold, with cut odds fading as the cycle nears its end. BOJ's Tamura doubled down on tightening amid rising inflation risks, while Japan Takeuchi's PM bid hinges on Friday's policy talks with the Innovation Party. Today brings light U.S. data in the form of the Philly Fed and NAHB, plus a packed speaker slate. Feds Waller, Barr, Moran, and Bowman are all on the docket, along with ECB's Wunsch, Kocher, Lane, Lagarde, and BOE's Mann and Green. That's all for now.